Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might have eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all His words to the people, He entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and it was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I, too, am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus amazed about this centurion. He is not a Jew. He is a pagan. He's from the Roman Empire. But Jesus said his faith is more than the Jews. Humble, humility. That's the I can see from this centurion. There's the same words when we receive Holy Communion, we say, "We're not worthy." Lord, give us this simplicity and humility. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John Chrysostomus. He's the bishop and doctor of the church. He suffered also a lot. But with his writing, he gave his witness towards us, for us. In a special way, we remember church, the Oriental Church, because he's the one who found the church in a very substantial way. Let us ask John Chrysostom to pray for us, that we are always faithful to the church and always ready to do what the centurion is doing. Be always humble, always trusting in the Lord.